Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. We are going to be doing Hey Amud Aleph 5a today, but we are on the very bottom of Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara was talking about Kriya Shema Al Hamita, the nighttime Shema that we say right before we go to sleep. Normally, one paragraph of Shema. We spoke about that back on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. But the Gemara is going to go through this idea of Kriya Shema Al Hamita and some of the laws related to it. We're then going to get into some more general discussions about Yisurin and other interesting agadic topics. So I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, "Afal pi shekara adam kriya shema bebeis hakneses." Even though a person says shema at marv, mitzvah lekroso al mitah. So there's still a mitzvah to go and say it again at bedtime when you are going to sleep. Amar Rabbi Yosi Ma'akra. How do we know this? Because the pasuk says, "Rigzuli al techatol miru levavchem al mishchavchem vedomu sel." The pasuk in Tehillim, which we say over during kriya shema al mitah, says that you should tremble and not sin. You should reflect in your hearts while on your bed and be silent, Sela. So we see that it's talking about kind of doing something while on your bed in terms of reflecting and making sure that you don't sin. So that's how we know about Kriya Shema Al Hamita. Amar Rav Nachman, now on top of Heyman Aleph. Very interesting halacha. Says the Gemara, Im Talmud Chacham Hu Ein Tzarach. If someone is a Talmud Chacham, he does not need to say Kriya Shema Al Hamita. Amar Rabbi, Af Talmud Chacham Yibay Leil Meimar Chad Psuka Derachmei. Even a Talmud Chacham would need to say one pasuk. Kigon Biyodcha Af Kidruchi Pariso Si Hashem Kel Emes. This other pasuk, which is basically talking about the fact that Hashem redeemed me and God is truth. But this is a very interesting halacha. It seems to be, we're going to discuss what the purpose of Kriya Shema Al Hamita is, seems to be for protection. We want to keep away the bad spirits, the bad forces, the demons, whatever it may be. And a Talmud Chacham seems to be protected anyway and not necessarily needing this help. Now the Gemara goes on to discuss this pasuk of Rigzu V'Al Techata Umiru V'Avchem Am Shchavchem Edom Musela and trying to interpret it a little bit more. Am Rabbi Levi Bar Chama Am Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Li'olam Yargiz Adam Yetzer Tov Al Yetzer Hara. A person should use his Yetzer Tov, his good inclination, to go ahead and fight against the Yetzer Hara. Shneimar Rigzu V'Al Techata, because the pasuk says Rigzu V'Al Techata, that a person should tremble and not sin. Im Nitzcho Mutav, if it just works to kind of fight your Yetzer Hara with your Yetzer Hov, that's great. But if nothing's working and you're finding that the taivus, the desires, are getting too strong, go and learn Torah. Shenemar imru belvavchem. Reflect in your heart, that's referring to Torah. Im nitzchol mutav. If you're learning Torah and then your desires and taivus subside, that's great. But im navi, im lav, yikar kriyashma. Then go ahead and say kriyashma. Shenemar amish kavchem, because it says on your bed's next, which is referring to kriyashma amito. Im nitzchol mutav. If that works and saying Kriya Shema works, that's gravy. Imlav yizkor lo yom hamisa. Then remember the day of death. When you think about death, you think about where we're all going to end up. It humbles you and it puts you back in the proper mindset. Shenemar v'dom musela, and you will be silent. That's how someone should fight against sin. So there were three steps. Number one, you go and try to fight that initially. Then if that doesn't work, go and learn Torah. If that doesn't work, say Kriya Shema. If that doesn't work, think of the day of death. We now have another teaching from Rav Levi Bar Chama in the name of Rav Shimon Ben Lakish. From Rav Levi Bar Chama, Rav Shimon Ben Lakish. Ma'idik sivetna l'chas luchos ha'evim da'atorah v'amitzvah asher kasavti l'horosam. What does the pasuk mean when it says that all of these things that Hashem gave to us in order to have them taught over? The luchos and the Torah and the commandments which Hashem has written. So luchos eilu aseres ha'dibros. That's referring to the aseres ha'dibros. Torah zeh mikra. That's referring to Chumash. V'ha mitzvah zu mishnah. Mitzvah is referring to the mishnah. Asher kasafti yegu nevi'im uksuvim. That's referring to Nach. Lahoro sam zeh gemara. That's referring to gemara. Malame chikulam nitnu l'moshe misinai. All of this was given over to Moshe misinai. We shouldn't just think it was the Asar Sadibros, whatever it is. Kol ha-Torah kula was given over to Moshe at Har Sinai. So now we go back to the topic of Kriya Shema Al-Mita. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Kol ha-Korei Kriya Shema Al-Mita so ki'ilu oches cherevas shel shtei pios. So anyone who says Kriya Shema Al Hamita, it's as if he is holding a double-edged sword in his hand to go ahead and fight off the evil forces. That the pasuk says, in Tehillim as well, that the praises of God are in their throats, and a double-edged sword is in their hands. So we see that it's related. My mashma, but what relevance does that have to Kriya Shema Al Hamita? So Amar Marzutra v'itema Ravashi. Marzutra says in the name of Ravashi, Mei Resha d'inyana d'chsiv, Ya'alzu chasidim b'chavod yaranu amishkivosam. Because the first part of the pasuk says that the holy people, the righteous people, are going to exult in glory, and they should sing joyously on their beds, which we say is referring to Kriya Shema Al Hamita. And then it says, Uksiv basrei romos keo begronam v'char pipios piyadam, that they have this double-edged sword in their hand, so that's how we know that it's really there for protection. Now a similar teaching, or another teaching, about Kriyat Shema L'Amita. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kwa Kori Kriyat Shema L'Amita. So anyone who does Kriyat Shema L'Amita, Mazikin Bedeilin Hemenu, the demons stay away. Shenemar Uvnei Reshef Yagbiyu Of. And the spirits soar in flight, meaning they stay away from us. Ve'ino Fela Torah, and we know Of is referring to Torah. Shenemar Hasayi Feinecha Bo Ve'inenu. Ve'in Reshef El Mazikin, and Reshef is only referring to demons. Shenemar Mizei Rav Ulechume Reshef Ve'ketev Meiriri. Okay, interesting. So now the Gemara goes into a different interpretation of what this pasuk means of Uvnei Reshef Yagbiyu Of, and the spirits soar in flight. So Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Kol Osek Ba Torah Yisurin B'Deilin Hemenu. Anyone who learns Torah, so bad things stay away from them. Shenemar Uvnei Reshef Yagbiyu Of, and the spirits, the Reshef, soar in flight. Ve'in Of El Torah. And Of is referring to Torah. Shenemar Hasayif Einecha Bo Ve'in Reshef El Yisurin. And Reshef, instead of saying that it's referring to the demons, is referring to punishment and bad things happening to us. Shenemar Mizei Rav Ulechume Reshef. That Torah is there to save us from bad things. Now, says the Gemara, Amar Le Rabbi Yochanan, Ha Afilu Tinoko Shel Beis Rabban Yodin. Everyone knows that Torah saves us from bad things happening to us, but we know that from a different pasuk, because the pasuk says, Shenemar Vayomrim Shemot Ishmael Lekoa Shem Elokecha, Vayashar Bein Naftaseh, Vazan Tel Mitzvah Sav Shemar Tachol Kuchav, Kol HaMachala Asher Samti B'Mitzrayim Lo'asim Alecha, Ki Ani Hashem Rofa Echa. Where, right after Kriyas Yamsuf, Hashem is talking to us, and Hashem says, if we listen to the mitzvot, great. If not, then it's going to be a problem. And if we follow the Torah, really things are going to be good. So we know that. So what's this other pasuk adding? So answers the Gemara, Elo kol she'efshar lo lasuk b'Torah ve'ino osek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi alav yisurin mechorin v'orchorin oso. This pasuk is adding that anyone who has the ability to learn Torah and chooses not to learn Torah, so they are going to have some pretty bad things happen to them. Shenemar ne'elamti dumia hechashesi mituv ucha eve ne'ekar. That they became mute with stillness and was silent from all the good, and my pain became repulsive. Ein tov ela Torah, and there's no good except for Torah. How do we know this? Shenemar kilekach tov nasati lochem Torah si'al tazavim. Again, each to their own level, and we need to try to push ourselves as best as we could to learn as much as we could. And even if not for these reasons of Yisur, and we don't understand exactly how all the calculations work, it really just helps us have this purpose to our day. Now, we are going to interpret this pasuk of Ki lekach tov nasati lachem Torah si'al tazovu, that I've given you this good thing, do not abandon my Torah, if you want to have this good life. So, Amar Rabbi Zeravi Tamar Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa. Bo rei shalok midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basar v'dam. That Hashem is different than all other types of kings. Why? Midas basar v'dam adam mocher chefetz lachaveiro mocher atzei v'lokeach sameach. So a normal person who sells something so precious to him, imagine you have this thing that you've loved so much, but you have no choice, you have to sell it. So the seller is really upset, and the buyer is really happy. About HaKadosh Baruch Hu eino kein, but the Hashem, it's not that way. Nasal lahem Torah liYisrael v'sameach. He gave away the most precious gift of them all, the Torah, and he gave it to the Jewish people, and he's so happy. How do we know this? Shenemar kilech achtov nasati lachem Torah si'al tazuv. That he tells us not to abandon this Torah, but he's so happy that he got to give it to us. We now have another idea of the connection between Torah learning and not having bad things happen to us. Amar Rav Avi Yitamer Rav Chista. Rav says the name Rav Chista. Imra Ve Adam Sheisurim Ban Alav. Someone sees that bad things are happening to them, Yifash Bri Pramasav. He should go in and look through his deeds and see maybe what he's been up to, what he should do differently, kind of go through the sins and maybe what he can go ahead and fix. Shneimar Nach Besa Derachinu V'Nachkor V'Nashuva Ad Hashem. That you should go search and examine your ways and return to Hashem. Pish Pish V'Lo Matzah. Let's say you look through and you found that I'm really actually a pretty solid guy. Yitla V'Vitl Torah. Assume that it's because you're not learning enough and that you are neglecting the Torah, because the pasuk says that lucky is the man who Hashem afflicts and whom you teach and whom you teach from your Torah. All right, so that seems to show us that you should just assume it's Bittul Torah. Im Tala V'Lamatza, but let's say you try to find that, but it's really not. You're doing the best you can. Then you should assume it's what's called Yisurin Shalava, that Hashem is punishing us out of love. As we know from the Pasuk, so there's a big machlokas as to what this means. Simple pshat, I guess, is that this means that Hashem is punishing us now, so we will have a greater reward later. There's a lot to discuss on this, not for right now, but we should know, anytime we're going through a bad time, Hashem has mandated this, and we need to make it through, and Amir Hashem, things will get better. We now get into a big discussion about what these Yisurin Shalava mean, and what exactly this is referring to. So Amarava, Amarav Schora, Amarav Huna, Kol Hasha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chafetz Bo, Medako B'Yisurin. So whoever Hashem desires, whoever Hashem likes, he crushes them with Yisurin. He really makes things difficult sometimes for the people he likes. Shenemar Hashem Chafetz Dako HaKhali, And the one who Hashem likes, he crushed with sickness. Yachol afil lo kibla me'ava. Talmud lomar im tasim Hashem nafsho. Ma Hashem ladas afisrum ladas. But the Gemara adds a very interesting point. The Gemara says, this is only, or this occurs that we know it's coming out of love when we accept it from love. So if something bad is happening to us, and obviously this is much easier said than done, we're supposed to think, okay, this is Yisur and Chalava. Hashem is trying to help us out in some way. We might not see the full picture, but we know that this is for the greater good. And this is a very, very difficult thing to do. And we know this. The Gemara is talking in terms of ideals and something that we should strive for. But again, we're human. God knows that people have suffering and struggles, and it's very difficult, but we just do the best that we possibly can. But we have to be honest with ourselves and see, are we really doing the best that we can. Im kiblam maschar. So let's say someone does accept the Yisurin and he says, okay, this is coming from Hashem and it will be good. Yira zera yerach yamim. They have long life and they see children. Lo odel shetalmido miskayim biyado. And he'll also have success in his Torah learning. Shenemar v'chayfetz Hashem biyado yitzlach. We now have more discussion about what these Yisurin shel Ava are referring to. Puyi bar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi v'Rabbi Acha bar Chanina. Chada mar Eloheim Yisurin shel Ava. So there's a machlok as to what qualifies something as Yisurin shel Ava. How do you know that something is the good type of pain? Kol she'ein bahen bitul Torah. So the first shita says that anything which does not stop you from learning Torah. So it could be whatever struggle you're going through, but as long as you're still able to learn Torah, then you know that it's considered a yisurin chalava. Shnemar asher agem asher tiyaser nuka umitol uros zechal salamed denu. B'chad amar Elohim yisurin chalava kol she'ein bahen bitul tfila. Anything which does not take away tfila from you, then you know that it's coming from a good place. Shnemar baruch alokim asher lo hisir tfila. See? V'chasto me'iti. So anytime anyone's going through any sort of struggle, and they want to figure out a way to get better spiritually, and if their plan does not include learning more or davening more, there is probably something wrong with that plan. Chesed is obviously so crucial as well, but learning more and davening more are usually good ingredients to look for, keywords that you probably should hear in that type of situation. So more on this, a third opinion as to what we consider Yisur and Chalava. Hachi Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Eilu Veilu Yisur and Chalava. In both the things that allow us to keep learning and the things that allow us to keep davening are considered Yisur and Chalava. Shenemar Kiyas Asher Yahav Hashem Yochiach. Because we learned that from the Pasuk. Matam Lomar Mitoras Chasalam Denu. So what's Mitoras Chasalam Denu teach us? That you have to keep learning Torah, and that's how we know that it's going to be Yisur and Chalava. So if we have a different Pasuk, then why do we need this Pasuk? So the answer is the Gemara, Al Tikrei Salam Denu, Ela Salam Denu. Don't read it Salam Denu, which means that you teach him. Rather, Salam Denu, it's that you teach us. What does this mean? Davar Zemi Torascha Salam Denu. That you taught us from the Torah how our approach is supposed to be. What does this mean? Kavachomer Mishein V'ayin. We learn a Kavachomer, which is a source of logic from this idea of Shein V'ayin. The halacha is that if a slave master of Eved Kenani, so if a slave master destroys the slave's tooth or eye, they must go free. So we learn a kavachomer from that. What's this kavachomer? Ma Shein V'ayin Shein Echad Me'evar of Shaladam. So if someone, a slave owner, knocked out the tooth or eye of their slave, then Eved Yotze Ban Lecheiris, the slave goes free because of that. Yisurin Shemim Rakin Kol Gufo Shel Adam. So these struggles that Hashem puts us through that are for our entire bodies and everything, every fiber of our being, Alachas Kama V'Kama, all the more so a person's going to be freed from sin because of them. So it helps us free from sin. That's what Hashem's trying to do. And we learn this out from a Gzera Shava as well. Hainu de Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Dam Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Nemar Bris B'melach, V'nemar Bris B'Yisurin. It says the word bris when referring to salt, and it says the word bris when referring to struggles. Nemar bris b'melach d'ksev v'los ashbis melach bris. It says over there by melach. V'nemar bris b'yisurin d'ksev eila divrei ha-bris ma bris ha-amor b'melach. Melach mimam tekes ez abasar af bris ha-amor b'yisurin yisurin mimarakim kol avonos av shalodim. So just as when it says bris by salt, it's referring to the fact that salt sweetens the meat and makes it great. So to the yisurin is referring to a similar type of thing that it sweetens the sins and gets rid of all the sins that we may have. Everyone have a wonderful day.